Proclamation number 4864 of 26th of March, 1950. Peace of the soul. Give us the peace of the soul. Let this be your constant prayer, for this peace contains everything in itself, faith, love, strength and light. Only the right faith can give you peace, and only in love can you find it, because both are not separately what they should be. But if you have peace within you, you are also in knowledge, that is, in light, and out of this certainty you are also full of strength. Those who lack inner peace are unconsciously not satisfied with what they possess, yet they feel the longing for a state of light which they still miss. Such a soul, when it is still weak in love, seeks compensation for the light it lacks and is easily blinded by deceptive light. It seeks peace and still obtains it unjustifiably because it has not yet fulfilled the basic condition. The transformation of itself into love. It can certainly also find a peace in which it feels happy, yet it is more of an anaesthetic, produced by the human being's intellect, but not the divine peace which lets the soul feel itself as the Father's child. The feeling of being secure in the Father's arms triggers a peace which is the most beautiful thing that can be striven for on earth. As soon as a person's right relationship with God, with his Creator and Father of eternity, has been established, his life on earth will also be a peaceful one despite events which approach the person from outside in a threatening manner. For the right relationship also guarantees a right faith in the Father's help, and this firm confidence is already a sign of peace which makes the soul happy. These people are aware of God's presence and therefore remain unaffected by everything that approaches them, even if it forces them to assert themselves earthly or to fight against their enemies. Man will not lose the peace of the soul. Divine forces are at his side to hold and support him if it seems earthly that he would have to succumb. The world can no longer take away the peace of the soul, for it is the result of the intimate union with God through prayer and activity of love, which has also brought him the recognition of truth, and therefore a person who is knowledgeable no longer fears danger because he recognizes it and can meet it with the right weapons. For he always knows that he is not fighting alone but with God, who is constantly present to him. Amen.